Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we want to thank you for the privilege that it is to come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to worship you. Father, you are so glorious. You are so mighty, sovereign, powerful. You're so lovely, beautiful, and yet you're so gracious and compassionate. Father, we pray that you would accompany this time with your power, that I would be changed, even as I deliver this message, that we all would be changed. Father, we're depending on you now to open up our eyes, our ears, and our hearts to receive all that you have for us this morning. We pray that this time would be edifying to us all. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this September will mark 19 years that I've been involved in youth ministry. And I want to thank God for the incredible journey that it has been through the years. You know, I often share how some of the most meaningful spiritual experiences that I've had in life with the youth group. There's been many highlights through the years, and one of which occurred in 2011 when the youth group conducted the entire service. From the setting up of the coffee to the greeting at the door, the offertory, the worship, and the message. Now I remember the planning meeting for that, where the youth group chose all the songs that we would sing, but then came the decision for the message. How would we do it? Well, I threw out the idea of picking a verse from Scripture and then sharing how that Scripture had impacted their lives. The response was obvious and immediate to everyone. They unanimously decided to choose Philippians 4:13, which says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." So we did it in the form of short testimonies to share how that verse had impacted their lives. We got to hear from Andrew Schools as to how that verse helped him deal with the difficulties of his Crohn's disease. We heard from Tia Foots how that verse helped her to handle the stress of moving from Brooklyn to Port Jervis. Logan Rausch shared how that verse helped him to be strong in the adversity of going into the public school after being homeschooled and also take a stand on his convictions for sexual purity. Shayna Reichert shared how the verse helped her understand the dynamic of the body of Christ, how when we work together, we can experience a great deal of success. And she used her mission trip to China and the 30-hour famine as examples of how the Lord used the body of Christ in her accomplishments. And Megan Rouse shared how that verse helped her in the process of pursuing her dream of attending the Annapolis Naval Academy. It was